Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Love Ross Tucker. Does an amazing podcast, is an incredible guest on this show, is a must follow on Twitter at Ross Tucker NFL. He's going to give you a bunch of amazing answers. But here's the other thing. Let's say that in a few weeks it's Mother's Day, which it is, and you don't know what to do. He's also going to make you look like, not that you're not a good son, but he's going to take your love for your mom. He's going to give you the perfect gift. I'm a bad shopper, so we're going to get into that in a few seconds. Talk some football. Mr. Ross Tucker joins me now. Ross, what's up, buddy?
Bill, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing amazing. I'm excited about the draft. I'm a Bears fan, so I have natural trepidation of any decision we make. And obviously the expectation tomorrow is Caleb Williams going to be the guy. Let me ask you this, because we've gotten a range of answers, and I'm really interested in what you have heard, seen on the tape, just what you think from your experience. Is there anything out there, big or small, that would offer you some hesitation if you were the Bears and you were preparing to draft Caleb Williams as your quarterback with the number one overall pick in the draft tomorrow?
Yeah, I think I would say a couple. I'll give you three potential areas of concern, right? Number one is that, you know, I had somebody come on my show, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, and say that a lot of what Caleb did in college was outside of structure, and that there were a bunch of turndowns, meaning, you know, early in the play, there's an open receiver within the design of the play, and he doesn't throw it. Now, that happens sometimes when, you know, Aaron Rodgers does that sometimes. Russell Wilson does that sometimes. You know, some of these guys are just so good at the second reaction plays that they lean on that a lot, but there's also guys that's a big part of their game, and then they come in the NFL and they can't really do it at that level. So the second react, you know, the turndowns of open receivers within the context of the USC offense is a little concerning. That's number one. Number two, you know, there was all kinds of whispers about his dad and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know, you know, a lot of these guys have family members that are really involved in stuff now. But there was enough out there with Caleb Williams that makes you wonder a little bit. And then the last one, which is probably the most significant and the realest one to me, is just how many people I've had come on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast that seem to like Jaden Daniels more. You know, I mean, I've had, Bill, over the last 2 months, Phil Sims and Chase Daniel and Dan Orlovsky and Greg Cosell and Louis Riddick and all these guys that really watched multiple games of all of these quarterbacks. And what's so fascinating to me about it is that there was almost a consensus. You know, they all liked Caleb Williams. There was nobody really knocking Caleb Williams. But what I took away from every conversation was there was a consensus about how much they love Jaden Daniels and just,
that is,
you know, not only getting run like few quarterbacks we've seen, but the pocket passing, the accuracy, the progression reading, you know, all of those things. People were really, really high. Experts were really, really high on Jaden Daniels. Ironically, Bill, they all had major concerns about Drake May, too, which is interesting. And they all said, raw, misses the layups, disappointed, didn't have the throw-to-throw accuracy. So when one quarterback guru says it, you're like, okay. But when every guy I brought on the show said the same thing about Jaden Daniels and Drake May, I'm going to believe him. Otherwise, why am I even bringing him on the show?
That is amazing. And by the way, you just took me back, and I missed the version, the episode of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast where you had Chase Daniel on. When I was a young reporter at the Kansas City Star, I spent a day at Mizzou where I went to college with Chase driving around in his truck when he was that is a bright, thoughtful dude who is a grinder when it comes to looking at tape and working hard. You just took me back many, many years. Let me dig into a Jaden Daniels story or question topic a little more, Ross. There was some reporting about consternation, not just reporting, his agent liked some tweets, that it wasn't cool, that some frustration maybe that the Commanders, who pick number two overall in the draft tomorrow and are expected to draft the young man, that there was some frustration that the Commanders brought out four quarterbacks, multiple quarterbacks, same time. How dare they? What an affront to Jaden Daniels. Is that, and who knows to what degree Jaden Daniels cares or the agent just reacted poorly, but to what degree is that okay or not okay to have a guy who is Jaden Daniels having to, I don't know, compete, feel awkward, whatever, in an interview with other quarterbacks in the same draft?
Well, so that's a really interesting one. I think if you're Jaden Daniels and his agent and you really think that he's the best quarterback in the draft, right, and you see what's happening with Caleb Williams where the Bears have kind of made it clear and they're, like, already giving him the playbook and they're all in on him, the fact that the Commanders this late in the process are still bringing you in with these other guys, I think they probably found it a little bit insulting and a little bit of a turnoff. Like, hey, you know, we should be at the point where we're talking about the wedding. You know, we should be engaged and talking about the wedding. We shouldn't still be dating at this point. And when you bring in all these other players, it's like they were still dating. And I think Jaden Daniels and his representation, they wanted that visit to be the engagement, you know, before the wedding tomorrow night. And so they were a little bit turned off by it. You know, if I'm Jaden Daniels, I'm highly concerned that my agent is on social media posting about this. That's extremely unprofessional, not a good sign moving forward. Jaden Daniels should probably even strongly consider a different agent. Is this amateur hour? Like, what are we doing? Like, how does it benefit your client at all to do that? At all? I mean, it's supposedly they've smoothed things over the last 24, 48 hours. So that's fine. And fans will forget it, but it's still like, wait a minute. Did he not want to be here? Was he not happy to come here? What's the process? It doesn't help him in any way.
It's such a great point. And as someone who's had an agent before at a very, 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 very lower level, I know you have, Ross, probably have multiple. Yeah, those guys' job is to make your life easier, not harder. Ross Tucker here on the show, making our lives smarter and better talking football. All right, so Ross, we hit Caleb Williams. You brought up Drake May already. When you've talked to some of the guys who are quarterback experts on the podcast, when you're just looking at it, if you eliminate Caleb and you eliminate Jaden from the list, who's the next quarterback that you think has the most likely route or likelihood of real massive success at that position in the NFL?
Well, that's the most interesting part of the draft now. It's really, you know, and there's some people that really like Michael Penix Jr., but it's really J.J. McCarthy or Drake May, and it's the Patriots at three. I mean, that's where it's really going to get interesting now. I think the belief is that Drake May has more physical ability. And, you know, Drake May has thrown the ball more, you know, in the North Carolina offense than J.J. McCarthy did. You know, some of the concern that people have about McCarthy is that so much of the talk about him is sort of the intangibles and the off-the-field stuff as opposed to just what he did on the field. And I think reasonable minds will disagree. I think the belief is, and I would tend to agree with this, that there's probably more upside to Drake May. There's more physical ability in his body. And J.J. McCarthy can throw it pretty well, and J.J. McCarthy can run pretty well. But Drake May is probably a better athlete. Drake May is a bigger body. Drake May has a stronger arm. So I think this is a debate that we get into a lot. I can remember it a few years ago, like Justin Fields versus Mac Jones, right? I mean, obviously Justin Fields had the better physical ability and the more upside. Mac Jones was considered a little more polished. Which one do you go with? The Bears traded up. They got Justin Fields. I mean, obviously, neither one of them really worked out, obviously. But that's I don't know that you're ever – I don't know that we'll ever solve that, right? Like the next 50 years, however long we're alive and they're having NFL drafts, I think every year there will be the guy with the more ability and then the guy that, you know, seems to have a better feel, natural feel for the position, and reasonable minds will disagree – on which guy they'll take.
Ross Tucker here on Rider Than You. I'm Bill Ryder. Ross, quick veering away from the NFL draft, and then I want to have you help everybody with Mother's Day. But I want to ask you about, there was an ESPN report from my good buddy in college, my college drinking buddy, Seth Wickersham, and some of his colleagues about reporting that says that Robert Kraft suggested to Arthur Blank that he not hire Bill Belichick. And you don't need to weigh in on that if you don't want to. I'd be interested in your perspective. But my main question is, what is the likelihood you think Bill Belichick is going to get a coaching job again next year or the year after, presuming, and I think this is a fair presumption, he still wants to coach in the National Football League down the line?
Right. So the first thing on the Kraft point, I think, Bill, respectfully, I think – the way you phrase that is not how I would phrase it.
How would you phrase it?
I guess I saw where Arthur Blank reportedly in that story said that Robert Kraft's his best friend, or believes it, that Robert Kraft's his best friend. And
right.
So I would phrase it like close friends being frank and honest with each other. I don't think that that's Robert Kraft saying, don't hire Bill Belichick. I think that's Robert Kraft saying, listen, he's a football savant. He's, he's this, he's that, he's very accomplished, but he's also arrogant. He also, there's some issues with trust at times. I think, you know, like we would all want in life, right? You know, if I'm thinking about hiring somebody and a college buddy calls me, or, you know, one of my best friends around here in Pennsylvania calls me, I would like to think that they would be honest and give me the pros and cons. I mean, you know, if Robert Kraft only told Arthur Blank the positive stuff, then what kind of friend is he being?
Oh, no, right? I'm not saying, I don't know if Robert Kraft gave a good recommendation or a bad recommendation in terms of accuracy, but sure, best friend, good friend, trusted advisor, but it sure sounds like his advice in its totality was significant in Belichick not getting the job.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. When I read that article, they said everybody wrote down their top three and nobody had him in their top three. So I don't know that what Kraft said to Blank about Belichick was the clincher. It certainly didn't help, right? I mean, picture yourself being an 80-something-year-old billionaire. Now, Bill, I can assure you, if I'm an 80-something-year-old billionaire, I am definitely going to want to win a Super Bowl before I die. Like, that would be a priority for me. But I'm also pretty confident I would have a no-jerk policy, right? And I'm not calling Bill Belichick a jerk. But if the perception is that he's really tough to deal with and he's a pain in the butt, all this stuff, I just wouldn't want to do it. I'd be like, nah, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Now, that said, I do think he'll get a job next year because I've used this term before. I think he will have a media washing or a media cleansing, right? So doing stuff with Peyton Manning, doing stuff with Pat McAfee and smiling a little bit and showing some personality is going to change the perception of Bill Belichick. Unfortunately or fortunately, we as humans have very short attention spans. So by December, it will no longer be he's a jerk and look how bad the Patriots were the last 3 years. By December, but you know what? I kind of like Bill Belichick. He's funny. He's insightful. I mean, the guy has 6 Super Bowls. We should hire Bill Belichick. If we don't do anything in the playoffs and we're the Cowboys, we should get Belichick. Or the Giants, we need to bring him back. That's the last time we were really, awesome. We had a Coughlin, a Parcells, that Parcells tree. Like, fans are going to convince themselves in December that they want Belichick as their coach because of everything that's going to unfold, because time heals. And he's going to have a media washing.
I love that term because it happened for Pete Rose. It happened for A-Rod. It happened for Steve Kerr. Obviously, in Steve Kerr's case, it worked out. That is a very, very real phenomenon. All right, Ross Tucker, before we let you go, love the conversation. It's really interesting. You have a solution for people that are trying to figure out what to get their mom for Mother's Day that says, I love you. I thought about you. This is something I put some thought into.
Well, listen, nobody knows more about the power of the written word, Bill, than you and what you've done in Des Moines, obviously Kansas City. I mean, you know how powerful the written word can be. And also, you know that nobody knows what to get somebody for Mother's Day. I mean, I literally text my wife, Kara, what should I get my mom for Mother's Day? And I text my mom, what should I get Kara for Mother's Day? Like, that's how pathetic we are, right? I am telling you, it's the best Mother's Day gift I've ever heard of. My sister and I got one from my mom a couple years ago. You talk to a writer while you're driving home from work, or you can just fill out a quick email, tell them how great your mom is, or your wife, if you want to get it for her. They write this incredible story. It looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper. It's framed pictures of your mom and the kids, maybe the grandkids. I can almost guarantee your mom will cry. If she doesn't, then she's probably mean, which is a whole other story. I'm guessing your mom will cry, and she will love it. And then it'll be hanging up in her house forever. And so it'll be a daily reminder of how much you love her. It's hanging up in my mom's house right next to the front door. MyFrontPageStory.com. MyFrontPageStory.com. Listen, everybody listening, fellas, I know you never worry about it till May, and you get them like a gift card or flowers or whatever. Do something totally different, totally unique. It's worth it. She's worth it. Moms are never a bust. They're always the number one pick. MyFrontPageStory.com.
It's such a good idea. I wish I had thought of it myself. I used to write stuff all the time about people. I wish I'd written something about my own mom and framed it. What was I thinking? It's brilliant. MyFrontPageStory.com. Ross Tucker.
We could have you as one of the writers, but I'm pretty confident we can't afford you or you would cut into the profit margin too much. So, unfortunately, you're not hired, but everybody else can still get a story there.
Well, I could go get Jaden Daniels' agent. He could screw up the negotiations for me. He can probably afford me.
Oh my gosh. What an amateur hour.
Yeah, that is a clown show moment for sure. Ross, this is great, dude. Love the candor, the perspective, the insight. The Ross Tucker Football Podcast is a must listen to. As always, my friend, appreciate you. Thanks for making us smarter.
Absolutely. Anytime. You know that. Take care.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.